Hi, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Gardens podcast, How Do I Grow That? Today, it's all about growing zinnias. Now, up to this point, our series has been all about edibles, but every edible garden should have a diversity of plants to bring the garden alive, and nothing does that better than zinnias. A great flowering plant all on its own, zinnias pack a powerful punch for color and beauty wherever they're planted. And as a companion plant for any edible garden, zinnias are hard to beat for attracting pollinators and nectar-loving butterflies. These flowers are some of the easiest to grow. Just give them full sun, well-drained, well-amended soil, water as necessary, and stand back and enjoy the show. But you have to wait until after the last risk of frost has passed, since zinnias love the heat, which makes sense considering they're native to Mexico. But if you want to get a jump on the growing season, you can start seeds indoors about 4 to 5 weeks before the last frost. But if you do that, be aware that zinnias aren't a big fan of being transplanted, so sow your seeds directly into peat pots, which can then be planted straight into the garden. The other option is if you're starting from seeds, just sow them directly into the garden once soil temperatures have reached 70 degrees for best germination. And there's always the option of purchasing pre-started plants already in flower for an instant garden of guaranteed color. However you decide to start your flowers, zinnias benefit from being pinched back about an inch or so from the main stem when the plants are still young. The reason you do that is to get a bushier, fuller-looking plant. And as the plant cycles through their flowering, go ahead and remove spent flowers, also known as deadheading, to keep your plants looking fresh. And the best part, it stimulates new growth and flowering too. Zinnias come in many sizes and colors, and it's really a matter of personal preference, along with what works best in your garden design. But while you're shopping, check out Burpee Home Garden's new series, Uptown, with large, colorful flower choices and strong spreading plants. Double Zahara is another show-stopping zinnia and the only true double zinnia. It's a stunning addition to any garden and comes in colors of cherry and fire. One of the reasons zinnias are such a garden favorite is they don't really have any pest problems. Powdery mildew can sometimes be an issue brought on by high heat and humidity, but you can reduce the chances of that occurring by avoiding overhead watering and overcrowding the plants to promote good air circulation. Zinnias are such prolific bloomers, you'll certainly want to enjoy them inside as well. To harvest the flowers, it's simply a matter of cutting the stems at the desired length, but always do so just above a pair of leaf nodes to encourage new growth and blooms. That way, you don't ever have to feel guilty for cutting a few flowers, since for every one cut, you're likely to get two new flowers. So that's a little bit of the down and dirty on growing zinnias, and now that you know how to grow that, this is just one of 26 how-to episodes for some of the most common plants in your edible and ornamental garden. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, and you can also find them at burpeehomegardens.com, which is a great place to go for more ideas and inspiration anytime. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here next time for another Burpee Home Gardens How Do I Grow That podcast.